Hello.
Hi, good morning, Brandon.
Yes, this is Brandon. Hi.
Hi, this is Alex from Four Spices calling about your property in Lynchburg. Did I catch it about time?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Well, I am actually just giving you a call because first really is I wanted to apologize because there has been some delays with the closing of the property. I know that we are expecting to close this week, but there has been just a delay with our lending partner due to I know B actually sent you an email, my manager, but it's going to be really due to the amount of renovation needed to the property. Now, I've already talked and coordinated with Dave about the time that we're all going to be there. I just kind of wanted to let you know what happened, really. So
Okay.
initially, when we sent our, I'm going to say our, not our contractor, but our inspection team, they sent us the pictures of the property. They sent us just a regular report. And then the last time when we actually sent our partner in there, who's going to supposedly do the deal with us, with the contractor, they found out that there was like a water damage at the basement. I'm not really sure why the inspection team didn't see that, but that's actually what happened, to tell you honestly. Their concern was like just the amount of the work that needed to fix it. Other than that, the other repair that needed to be done to the property, it's manageable, but just the water damage at the basement. It's something that our CEO Forrest would need to verify himself. That's why we are actually just sending him out to the property tomorrow. I've scheduled it with Dave tomorrow at 5:30, and also I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. All righty. I do know there was basement waterproofing done throughout some of the basement, one of the back rooms. But I don't know what water damage might have been seen or anything like that. I can't remember.
Gotcha. So there was a waterproofing, so you are aware that there has been like a water damage in the basement before in the past.
So approximately 2000 and let's say 2008, 2009, somewhere around there, we did have a leak in one of the back rooms, one of the bedrooms. We got the basement waterproofed from a company, contract company, and they had a they installed this like collection system around the edge and some sort of pump and all this stuff. It's kind of outside of my wheelhouse. I don't know how that works. And then we redid the drywall and the floors and fixed everything up after that. And to my knowledge, there had been no problems since, the work was done.
I see. Well, like I said, that's initially when we did the inspection or we sent out an inspection team, they didn't really see that. But, we're contractors, when they check it, like they have to give us an estimate, of course, of the work that needs to be done. They found that. So again, we just wanted to confirm what's going to be like just the amount of repairs that needs to be done. And I scheduled that already with Dave tomorrow, but I want to let you know that we're still moving forward with the deal. We already have the title cleared with the escrow company or the title company that we're using. So it's just like the process that we needed to, I'm going to say needed to take for us to be able to move forward into closing.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, keep me posted.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time, Brandon. I'll definitely let you know if we have like any updates tomorrow as well. All right. Well, thank you and have an amazing day then.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.